T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, Star 94.1, the Christmas station, needs you this morning to help with group therapy because that's how it works. You share your life experience, help other people with it. And Jenny is joining us this morning. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Hey, Fran.
Fran, what can we help you with?
So I'm having a problem at work. I'm overweight, which I'm, you know, totally okay with, but I'm starting to notice that I think I'm getting treated differently just because I'm heavy.
Oh, really?
For a fact that my boss is giving my skinny coworkers more time off, especially around the holidays. Like, the other day, this girl was like, oh, can I leave a couple hours early? Like, I have to just do some Christmas shopping. And he was like, yeah, no problem. And we all had to stay and cover for her. And they're, like, getting long lunches and better parking spots. And then last weekend, we had our Christmas party. And there was, like, a secret after party that only, like, a handful of people got invited to. And I saw the pictures later, and it was just all the skinny girls. And, I'm okay with my identity. Like, I'm okay with who I am. But, like, am I crazy here? Like, is this really a thing where, like, all the skinny people are getting better perks at work?
Okay, so you say, first of all, you said you're good in your own skin. You know, you're overweight, but you're A-okay with that. Do you see this happening to the other people that may be a little bit bigger in your office? Or are you just noticing it for yourself?
I mean, I hadn't even thought about it, but now that I'm noticing it, it seems like it's a pattern with just the skinny girls.
So does this happen at work is your question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Have you experienced this? Do you feel like this is also happening in your workplace? Is it subtle? Is it obvious? Because, Jenny, to me, what you're describing is pretty obvious favoritism for other people. Have you asked for any time off for the holidays and been denied?
Yes. Because he's like, really? You know, it's a really busy time of year. And so... yeah, something's going on here.
So it doesn't sound like it's like fat shaming. It just sounds like that the healthier, maybe the skinnier group, maybe get treated a little bit differently than you. So that's what you're saying?
I mean, I wouldn't say differently. I would say better.
Better.
Really?
Oh, now, okay. Now, when you say better, now that's completely different. I completely agree with you. I think that in a lot of cases that thin people get better treatment than bigger people. And me, I've been on both sides of the fence. Because I was thin. If you look at pictures of me 4 years ago, I was thin. And I could walk in anywhere and people would move out of the way just to let me through.
Really?
And now since I'm shaped like, you know, someone's sofa cushion, that, you know, they're not so, well, you know, I'm a little bit bigger. You know, I do enjoy food.
That's cool.
And mayonnaise and cheeseburgers. And but I think now since I'm a little bit bigger, I've been treated differently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think thin people get better treatment than someone who's a little bit bigger.
I think in this case, I don't think she's getting treated differently because of her size. I think it's a work ethic thing. It sounds to me like your bosses have employees that may be just better employees who happen to be skinny. So they get treated differently because they're better workers.
So you're saying skinny people are better workers?
In this situation, that's what it sounds like.
404-263-0941. Jocelyn in Fayetteville is here for group therapy. Hey, Jocelyn.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Jenny's experiencing this thing happening with her at work. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Does this happen?
I completely agree because I used to be overweight and then I lost over 75 pounds. And I don't know if it's because I feel better about myself, but a lot of more people started paying more attention to me and they started asking more details about my life other than the fact that I was losing weight. And it feels good. But like I was happy, you know, where I was, but when I lost all this weight, I noticed I got a lot more attention than, you know, when I was.
And do you think that attention translated into, like, benefits even at work?
They definitely noticed, like, I definitely get more compliments. I definitely, like, it's just, it's different. It's completely different. When I was over, I was happy when I was overweight. But, like, now that I'm super happy, And I just think that, like, the better you feel, the more people will pay attention to you, I guess.
Wow.
You know, I think it's a confidence thing as well, because when I was in high school, I've always been a big guy my whole life. When I was in high school, I was huge. I was almost 300 pounds in high school, and I carried myself differently. My self-esteem was lower. I didn't have a good self-image of myself, which may have brought my attitude down around people. So in Jenny's case, is her attitude reflecting maybe her personality? Mm-hmm. Maybe she's walking around, she's negative to be around. Maybe she's just not a happy person. That's why my theory is that it's not because the people are skinny getting treated differently. I think it's something that you're doing, Jenny, that you perceive people that are smaller than you getting treated differently.
All right, let's ask our friends. What's your opinion on this? Do thin people have a privilege? Do they get more attention? Or is it something that is just... like what you're saying, Mark, like an energy that is exuded that's
right.
different?
Are you negative to be around? I don't know, Jenny. I don't know enough about you, but you see this, and you see the skinny people getting treated differently, so does that bring you down even more?
404-263-0941. Join us here. We want your opinions for Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1, The Christmas Station.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
Jenny is joining the show this morning for group therapy, and she needs you. Jenny, can you describe what's happening in your life for anybody just joining the conversation?
Sure. So I'm a little bit overweight, which, you know, I'm aware of, I'm okay with, but I'm starting to notice that I'm getting treated differently at work. Like, all my skinnier coworkers are getting, you know, better time off, especially around holidays, invited to secret Christmas parties, and I'm getting fed up with it.
Okay, so Alyssa in Atlanta is here to help. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, so I'm a thinner person, and I do have a lot of friends who are curvier, and I will say that no matter what their attitude is, I do get a lot more of the attention than they do, no matter what. It's just something that they've noticed, that I've noticed. It's nobody's fault. It's just, I kind of have to agree with her.
Is this something that happens when you go out socially, in the workplace? Where is it happening to you, Alyssa?
This is socially. I'll get phone numbers at the mall. I'll get phone numbers at parties. I mean, no matter what, it doesn't really matter. Relationship, not relationship, mean, nice. It is just something that I've noticed, that I've actually experimented with my friends, and I'll just get it like 99% of the time, 100% of the time.
Thanks, Alyssa. She's saying Jenny is absolutely right.
No, but she is absolutely correct. But if you think about society's perception of bigger people, and it even starts in department stores, look at what they have for bigger people to purchase. It looks like they thought, okay, look at this dust ruffle. Let's add a seam in it and put it on a rack for someone to wear. Their clothing options for bigger people are horrible. But if you're skinnier, you have more options. And the clothing, it's just better clothing, better styles.
Nicole in Kennesaw is here for group therapy. Hey, Nicole.
Hey. So I just wanted to say, she mentioned her boss being a guy. So to me, that kind of makes me think that the guy is just possibly attracted to those thinner females, because that could be his preference. So if he's attracted to them, obviously he's going to want to spend more time with them and favor them in hopes that they maybe kind of like him in return or something. I've seen it happen plenty of times, so that's just kind of my take on it.
Thanks for the call, Nicole. Alex in Gainesville is going to second that. Hey, Alex.
Hey, I totally agree with the last caller. I have been that boss before, unfortunately, where I have found one of my coworkers attractive, and I let them get away with so many more things than I let other people get away with, just in hopes that, like, oh, you're going to like me, I'm the cool boss. Like, I don't know. I didn't even think I was ever going to be able to date them. I was like, you're really pretty. Let me let you get away with things.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Such a bad thing, and I know, and I wouldn't do it again now that I'm aware, but it happens for sure. So if he thinks they're attractive, 100%, I can see that happening.
That is what group therapy is all about. Y'all sharing your story to help somebody else. So let's continue it. 404-263-0941. Does this happen? Is skinny privilege actually a thing that is going on? Or do you think it's bogus? Because, Mark, you say...
I don't believe it. I don't believe it's true. I'm a big guy. I've been a big guy my whole life. I think Jenny's doing something wrong at work. She's not carrying herself in a positive light. There's something about her and her vibe and her aura that she gives off a negative vibe. So I don't believe that there is skinny people are getting treated differently.
Do you agree with Mark, or you want to tell him off? 404-263-0941. We'll talk to you next on Star 94.1, The Christmas Station.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Jenny joined the show this morning saying she's getting treated differently at work than the thinner people she works with. Right, Jenny?
That's right.
And she wants to know, is this happening to anybody else? And we are taking your calls, 404-263-0941. Mark, however, you disagree.
I disagree. I think there's something about Jenny that the boss is not responding to. I think Jenny carries herself in a negative light. As a big guy, and I've been a big guy my whole life, I try to stay as positive as possible, and I don't see the people skinny around me getting treated any differently than I get treated.
India in Stockbridge. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you. First of all, I want to say I listen to you guys all the time. I love your show. Okay, Mark, I am truly, truly appalled that you even sit up here and say something like that. It sounds like to me that Jenny is doing her work like she's supposed to. She's doing her work like normal people would be. But, yeah, the skinnier people on her job, unfortunately, they are getting extra benefits, such as leaving work early, doing those different things. I mean, really, Mark, how can you sit up here and say that? I don't get you. I do not understand you. And this doesn't make any sense. How can you say that? It's not her work. She sounds like she's happy. She sounds like she's, you know, good to go and everything. She's doing everything right with her job. But whenever she asks to be off early, then her boss tells her that she can't because she has they have extra workload or whatever. But then when a skinnier person comes and asks the question, can I leave early, do some Christmas shopping, the person says, yeah. Okay, yeah, that is definitely wrong.
How do you know the skinnier person hasn't given him more overtime work? How do you know the skinnier person hasn't deserved that time off? How do you know that Jenny doesn't carry herself differently?
Because listen to her. Just listen to her attitude over the phone. Listen to how she comes on and say, you know what? I'm good in my skin that I'm in. And I get that. Mm-hmm. And she's lovely in her skin that she's in. She's loved it. But for her to sit up here and say that she's seen the different treatment and for you to think that she's not doing her work that she needs to be doing, come on, Mark.
No, I never said she's not doing her work. I'm saying she carries herself differently.
Thanks for the call, India. All right, April in Loganville joining group therapy. Hey, April.
Hi, Mark. You're so very wrong, my friend. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. About 3 years ago, I weighed 300 pounds, and I lost 130 pounds.
Wow.
And I was treated very differently than I am now. Like, I've always been a very happy, smiley, like, super, super confident woman. And people looked at me differently. I'd go to a restaurant, and they're like, oh, my God, why is she eating that, you know?
Oh, no.
It was very differently than now. Like, now people are they're much more polite. They treat me more respectful. Of course, I definitely get hit on a lot more. But it was very different than it was now, which is super crushing, you know, to your self-confidence.
Thanks for the call, April. Warren in Johns Creek joining the conversation. I think he agrees with you, Mark. Hey, Warren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with Mark. It boils down to discipline. We live in a culture now that is glamorizing to the detriment of people who are overweight. We are glamorizing obesity. And you can say that you're good in your skin, but when society treats you differently, it has an effect upon you, and you will therefore carry yourself disciplined. If you have someone who is in shape or who's lost weight and they're trying to maintain a healthy body weight, that transfers to work. That person, the employer, may view that person as someone. If you can do that personally for yourself, then you certainly bring those traits to bear at work.
Warren, thank you so much for the call. Wow.
Wow. I was going to say, he just stepped into the pulpit.
I cannot believe, like, how split everybody is on this conversation. Joe in Acor says, I've seen it happen at work. Maria in Atlanta says she's skinny, but she doesn't think that we get privilege for being skinny. And Amy says, where she works, the skinny people are different. Even female managers who are overweight are treated differently. So everybody completely split on this. But unfortunately, this time we got to send the conversation over to Facebook. So please share your opinions with us there. We will keep it going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.